This is the CCRA CCG exam. 10 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Good afternoon. Please find a seat because we do need to get started. Our first order of business is making sure you are in the right class. This is Business 204, Intro to Marketing. I'm Dr. Gary Rogers, and if you are indeed where you should be, then you'll be seeing a lot of me for the next 12 weeks. We'll be meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 11 a.m. without fail. We are going to cover a lot of material fairly quickly, and much of your work will be in groups, so I recommend you don't miss any classes. I also expect you to come prepared. The work we do together in class is largely going to be refining what you've done on your own, and you'll often be working in teams, so the success of your classmates will frequently be tied to the quality of your work. If that makes you uneasy, look at it this way. Whether you secure a job right out of school or go into business for yourself, you're almost certainly going to wind up as part of a team. If all goes well, you may even find yourself leading one. All too often, college doesn't prepare you for that. Most of the time, if you're highly motivated, your success doesn't depend on being surrounded by good people, except, of course, your teachers. So I feel very strongly that developing teamwork skills is a very important part of any college course that's going to prepare you for a successful career. The skills you'll pick up here will do more than just come in handy. They will literally increase your value right out of school. I know that sounds like I'm bragging, but the fact is that the vast majority of people do not like to speak in public, even when it is business related. If you are comfortable in front of people, and if you have well-developed presentation skills, you will be a valuable asset wherever you may land. Question?
I'm not shy about asking questions or talking to strangers, but I had to make a speech once in high school and I almost passed out. Will we learn anything that will help me be more comfortable in front of people?
There isn't one magic bullet, unfortunately. If it were just one problem that I needed to solve for everyone, then my job here would be very easy. However, I will say this. If there is such a thing as a one-size-fits-all answer, then it is, without a doubt, practice. Once you realize that being in front of that audience, whoever they may be, won't kill you, you will actually start to enjoy the attention. If it makes you feel any better, the first time I taught a class, I was so nervous that by the end of the first hour, my shirt was wringing wet. Obviously, I got over it, and you'd never know it now if I hadn't told you. The truth is that stage fright is the least of your worries. We are going to get that out of your system before this course is done. Once I've calmed you down, it's time to develop your own style. Watch a good public speaker. You'll notice that they look natural, but in reality, nothing is an accident. Whether they are standing still or working the stage, everything is done with purpose. What we see in someone new to public speaking is usually one of two things. They are either pacing back and forth like a caged animal, almost wearing a path in the rug, or they are frozen in a single spot like a deer in the headlights. Either way, it quickly becomes hard to watch. The thing that will lose an audience most quickly is repetition. People's attention is held, on the other hand, by things that change, movement, things that are different. If you go to a concert to hear a great musician play the violin and he plays the most beautiful note in the world, just that single note, for 3 hours, you will run screaming from the theater. And by that same logic, if you force the audience to watch you pace back and forth for even 1 hour, no matter how dynamic all that movement may feel to you, they are going to start getting bored. And no matter what you say, even if your message is completely different than it was moments earlier, it will begin to feel the same to your audience because what you're doing is the same. They will zone out and you will lose them. The same thing holds true if you remain stuck in one place, like that deer in the headlights. Everything that comes out of your mouth will seem similar because you are not mixing things up physically. Did you want to ask me something?
Yes, I just don't know if I'll be able to concentrate on all these things you're talking about at the same time. How can I remember what I'm trying to say when I'm busy worrying about moving or standing still, or whether people are still listening to me?
I'm doing it right now. And the best part of it is I'm not thinking about any of it. I'm thinking about talking to you. Here's a good example. How many of you drive? Okay, that looks like everyone. Now think back to the first time you got behind the wheel of a car. Try to remember how overwhelming it was. The gas is here and the brake is there. Keep your hands at 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Don't forget to check your mirrors. I don't know about you, but I was certain that I would never be able to drive. The magic is that all these years later, not only am I a very good driver, but the only thing I think about when I get into the car is where I'm going. Everything else has become second nature. The same thing will happen here. It will happen even more quickly if you guide the process and focus on one part of your technique at a time. As I said earlier, you are not alone in your lack of confidence. It holds true even for people who present and sell for a living. Public speakers and business leaders, people who know that the way they communicate is a very big factor in their success. No matter how much experience they have, no matter which category they fall into, when they are asked how they feel about their skill with respect to moving on stage or in front of a big conference or even just a group of 20 people, they always score themselves lower than they do anyone else. So if you have that confidence when it comes to moving comfortably in front of people, your value in the business world immediately goes through the roof. And since you're all here preparing for a career in marketing, these skills will really allow you to have an impact on your audience. You'll be able to provide them a well-rounded experience of the material you present, so much more than just words. Many, if not most people in marketing, believe that their job is to create the content and make their point with words. They're not wrong, but their picture is incomplete. I think they are usually neglecting the performance part of even that meeting room presentation. I know that the word perform scares you because you don't see yourself as a performer. You may think that looking at it that way somehow makes you dishonest. In fact, that's not the case. The truth is that the best performers in the world are the most honest ones, meaning they bring the truth with them to the stage. Honesty should always be your main focus. However, sometimes a single-minded focus on honesty can be a bad thing. Let's say you are going to give a presentation and you're sick. You're simply exhausted. Three planes were canceled on the way to your meeting and you haven't slept in 2 days. The last thing you probably want to do is give that presentation. So if you're completely authentic, you might step out in front of the group and say, "Listen, I'm feeling rotten today. I'm sick, I'm tired, and I don't really want to do this, but I have to because I know it's good for my business, and besides that, my boss sent me here to talk to you, so I'll just plow through it, and then I can't wait to be done, have a drink, and go to sleep." Now, that's completely authentic, but it's not necessarily what you're there to do. I would venture to say that most people would never start a presentation like that.
Is that how you're really feeling right now?
No comment. So I guess the point is that being completely honest isn't always productive and that being less than honest isn't always meant to deceive. The reality is that if you walk into a room and you want to make people think, act, or feel differently than they did when you came in, you need to make careful choices about where you want your actions to take those people. And whenever you make those choices, you are in fact performing. Even if you're trying to get your child to calm down when they are having a tantrum because it's 3 o'clock and they missed their nap, you're going to need to be very clear with yourself about what you're trying to accomplish. If you know where you want things to go, you will have a much easier time choosing the tactics that will get you there. Okay, before we break, I want to go over a couple of things. Our textbook is called Marketing, a Person-to-Person Approach by Dr. Gary Rogers, who is me in case you're keeping score. You can find it in the bookstore or in the school's digital library if you don't like clutter. Either way, the price is $79.99. I know that's a little steep, but I can promise you that if you continue in this course of study and wind up in the world of marketing, you will find it a valuable reference for many years to come. After the break, I'm going to assign you to the teams with whom you'll be working on your first three projects. You'll get a week for each one of these assignments. For our next class, you'll be reading Unit 1, which is the first four chapters in the book. You will find this week's project at the end of the unit. I'll see you after our first break.